Right. You
But,
don't have to worry about not having a roof over your head at any time, and that's a very important thing in my life, at least, knowing that I do have a mortgage, but knowing that it's always, you know, that I'm not going to wind up, like, sleeping in a cardboard box or in the woods in a tent somewhere up here in 20-degree weather.
No, you're sort of pathetic for a Jew, you know, for a Jew. Hell, you know, you end up having a mortgage and shit like that here. You're not dealing with them here and putting goyim out into the streets. I mean, what sort of Jew boy does that here, essentially?
The mortgage. Well, it's very affordable, so I can't complain. But, yeah, I am paying a mortgage. I don't, you know, I wasn't given this land by... It wasn't handed down by my great-grandfather Moishe or anything like that.
He didn't do good here at the bagel baking business here.
No, I got bad lineage. I got blue collar lineage, so you know, there are a few. That's why I hear about all the stuff we control, and it's like I've said it before, where's my control? Where's my piece of the pie, you know? Like it's
well,
you know, I'm paying a car payment.
You're one of the little Jew. You're one of the little Jew boys here. You're the one. I mean, the Rothschilds. They go ahead and sign over a factory or two to Himmler, and they get first class passage here to America or wherever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Little Jew boys, why you get. You know, you get sent into the work camps here to work in the factory the way you used to work, you know. And then, yeah, you know, the death camps of Bergen-Belsen or whatever, we all die of typhus or something like that here. So, heck, it's a heck of a deal.